Sports Betting Show, come out with Pat McAfee Incorporated. I am Toe Dix.
And I'm baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, sire. Brucey Bruce, how are you?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
It's our first, you know, it's our first real Tuesday after.
It is kind of our first nice real
big
Tuesday.
Weekend. It is like I'm not exactly diving into these first fives, to tell you that much. I'm a little.
Oh.
The weekend took its toll on me.
Whoa. Oh, did it?
Jeez.
Whoa.
I thought you were a big baseball guy. I thought you were the one holding the
Bruce
baseball
is,
integrity.
Bruce has had a bit of a tough run, to be honest.
I drift through the wind, man. I have no sport that I call home.
That's fair.
That happens. You had a good night last night on the diamond, right?
6-1.
6-1.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Let's go, Gumps.
Bills blue. Sweet.
Let's go, Gumps.
Yeah, the Bills all-time melt.
Tell you what, I think everyone thinks they're going to bounce back.
I don't know.
They are known to just drop like shit games. Like, I mean, they lost
not
that's last
like
year.
They did last.
No, Josh Allen made like one random mistake on a bad INT. Not like what we saw last night.
Okay, yeah.
That was year one, Josh Allen last night. He did a fucking running lateral again, dude. Like he was at Wyoming.
It was actually you're right. The interceptions.
He tried to jump over three guys, dude. He got killed.
It was the fumble for me where he was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Is this new MetLife turf just turning into an absolute slip and slide?
No, yeah, don't listen to
this. Maybe pour another 700 million pellets on the
ground. T's and P's, though, too, Raji.
Yeah, that's...
Dude, that sucks for the fucking season.
It does suck for the season. Odds-wise, their odds doubled to... Super Bowl playoffs, they're plus 205 to get to the playoffs. I know that we were just having that conversation on Pat's show. Plus 205 now to get to the playoffs. Even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, it's still awesome to see him play football. And we're not going to get to
the biggest storyline in the offseason.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, very surreal. Horrible.
Horrible. But we have to move on.
Yeah.
As gamblers, as humans.
Gamblers.
And as a society.
Gamblers.
Bruce, you were on the under last night, right?
I was on the under. I had the Bills as well. So
yeah, we were on the Bills.
I was not.
I know. I was getting there. You're in a mood today, so we were gonna get there. The Bills was an all-time melt. Like he just Josh just had to be careful with the ball. Or not even careful with the ball, just not reckless with the ball.
Could have ran the ball every play.
They actually didn't run the ball bad last night. When they did run, I just feel like they never ran the ball. Breece Hall looked awesome.
Breece Hall did look very good.
Dalvin didn't as so much.
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's just that Bills team just feels like it's just not going to happen. Feels like when they lost that game to the Chiefs, that was the one.
Maybe. I don't want to judge them off of a game versus the Jets because they don't. Do you feel the same way about the Bengals?
No, because the Bengals, I think they'll figure it out.
Okay.
Like, I don't think the Bills will figure it out.
Yeah.
I think if you're sitting here right now, who do you think has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl, the Bills or the Bengals?
I would put them in the same tier.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would put the Bengals. I do not. Jesse Bates, I feel like, is a huge loss.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The Bills' defense is way better than the Bengals' defense.
I'm also.
Who can dial it?
And not to even put this out there, but like now I'm scared about calf strains on quarterbacks.
When Dr. David Chow was saying maybe his calf strain was part of this, I immediately went to Burrow.
Yeah.
Is there any other quarterbacks with calf strains?
I don't know.
What week is Kaepernick starting?
Soon, I think.
Nice.
He called the Jets, so let's see if they answer.
He's ready.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if any of those quarterbacks. I would run with Zach Wilson, personally.
Got to sign Carl.
You got to get somebody, right?
Carl?
Got to sign. What do
don't,
we?
Don't. Why would you? Why would you sign anybody?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, no, you can't have fucking
who?
Danny Boyle out there.
Who else third? Are you gonna sign?
They cut Strafolski, right?
Yeah, you need a backup.
I would sign a backup, like young fucking backup, whoever they had in training camp. They had a rookie in training camp.
Strafolski.
They also had a rookie. Sign the rookie. Who cares?
No, they had Stefolski.
I know. They had a guy that was under him, too. Remember? Because Stefolski
can't have out. Zach Wilson with just another, like, rookie, dude. You I have mean, to have some.
Zach Wilson isn't a rookie.
You trade for Mason Rudolph. Point,
yeah.
I would do that. I would trade for Case Keenum.
Yeah, or Mitch.
Or Davey Mills.
Mitch?
Oh, Davey Mills is the fucking answer. Right? I really want it.
Yeah, Dougie Mills to basically come in, and then if Zach Wilson does suck, which, I mean, you've made your bed with Zach Wilson at this point. If he sucks, you're going to just keep having to win games fucking with your special teams and defense. Yeah. Sorry, but that's what it is. Like, you sold out for Aaron Rodgers. You had, that's exactly what you wanted as a Jets fan. And really, like, Zach Wilson, if anybody can get Zach Wilson right, it's probably Aaron Rodgers. They both seem like they're pretty misunderstood players. They both don't really seem like they're giant, like, leader guys, and they're both really super arm talented. Like, it took Aaron Rodgers a lot of years under Brett Favre to get to the point that he's at. Maybe Rodgers kind of lights a fire under fucking Zach Wilson's ass. That's what I would fucking go with, because you don't really have another choice. Who the fuck else is out there? Dougie Mills. That's the
best. I would take Dougie Mills a million times.
All right, so you're going to give up what? A third round pick for Dougie Mills right now?
A fourth, dude. Who gives a shit? A fourth round pick
for
a quarterback?
You're not strapped, dude.
A fourth for a starting quarterback?
I would not give up a fourth round pick for a backup. He's going to be a backup to Zach Wilson. He would not come in and start over Zach
Wilson. You'd take Zach Wilson over Davis Mills?
Yes, right now, because he knows the offense, and it's in the middle of the fucking season.
Watch Zach Wilson play football last year and last night.
I know, and you watched Dougie Mills play football last year. Guess what? He had a way worse fucking record.
Maybe you guys can get a king's ransom for Trey Lance.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Why would, like, there? That's another just, there's no now we're point. Talking.
I think Zach Wilson will be better this year. Yeah. I think Doug Mills, I love Doug Mills.
How many games did Doug Mills win last year?
I mean, does he have the same roster?
Yeah.
Tree?
Like,
tree, maybe?
Two. That Jets roster is low.
One.
I mean, yeah.
One.
Two.
You're acting three. Like, I am the biggest three. Dougie Mills supporter on
that
this program.
That doesn't sound like it.
No, I'm just saying it's a pointless trade to waste a draft pick next year
to
on a quarterback.
To get to the playoffs?
Okay, Dougie Mills is an automatic playoff quarterback.
Dude, that team is like, fucking stacked. They beat the Bills with Zach Wilson doing nothing last night.
Yeah, did they you still watch? Beat the Bills. Yes, I watched. They beat the fucking Bills.
And Zach Wilson played knows, like shit.
He at least knows.
I
won't
go that far.
He didn't play that fucking bad.
He had
bad.
One bad interception.
He didn't really. He didn't play that fucking bad. He knows the offense.
You hate Zach Wilson.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, let's go back to the fucking drawing board. Look who he went ahead of.
Who did he go ahead of?
What about if the Jets had Justin Fields right now?
Probably be in the same situation. Yeah. He's not that good.
Agreed.
Who else?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
They'd be better with McCorkle for sure.
Mac Jones is the only one. Like, that's it. You can't say Trey Lance. You can't say.
I'd take Trey Lance over Zach Wilson.
No, don't say
that. I would.
Dude,
I would.
Dude.
You can't fucking watch Hard Knocks and think this kid knows how to play football all of a sudden.
I don't even watch Hard Knocks. I just think if anybody, like, I just think if Zach Wilson is in the best case scenario for his career. Your only option is to trade for Dougie Mills or some other quarterback, and you're just basically wasting a pick at that point because he's going to be the backup.
What about behind Dougie Mills, Case Keenum?
Sure, yeah, we said it. Gotcha. I would still start Zach Wilson over Case.
You know, oh, yeah, we're talking backup.
Yeah, we'll circle back to this after they play at Dallas on Sunday. How about that?
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how it goes against that defense. I'm sure he'll dial it up.
Listen.
Where are they going to score? What? Fucking 10 points every week?
What'd the kid do to you?
Dak will throw him a couple.
No, I don't think he would.
Dak.
To the Jets defense, he might.
Dak's going
to
throw like
that. There's an under.
Yeah, he'll definitely throw him.
You can fucking lock me in under for that. Let's take a look at the week 2 schedule. A little look ahead Tuesday.
Oh.
By the way, 2 is, I believe, the favorite now to win the MVP. Is that correct?
Even with Mahomes, isn't he? Or did it change?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I saw it. Vikings are at the Eagles, 7. Anyone bold enough to be on the Vikes?
Probably.
Yeah?
I mean, this is just a classic Thursday game where everyone's going to lay 7 with the Eagles and the other team covers.
You know how I feel about
the Vikes. By 6.
Like, I feel like the Eagles need a little offensive bounce back after the Pats, too. Packers.
We got this prime time tragedy vibe where you just gotta take the point.
I hate that the Dolphins are playing Sunday night, dude.
Oh, it's terrible. It's
I fucking hate it.
I've said it for
nothing to do with it.
Packers and Falcons is very interesting. I don't know where I'm leaning towards on that one. Yeah. Bears are 3-point dogs at the Bucks.
Yeah, Bucks money line for sure.
Oh, you're back. You're a Bucks believer now?
No, I'm a Bears are the worst team in football believer. Who looked worse than the Bears? Giants. But I would still take
the Steelers.
Yeah, but you played the Niners.
Sure, yeah.
Like the Bears got kicked by a Packers team that we really don't know that much about.
The Bengals did look worse, but I mean, Joe Burrow played the worst game of his career, so doesn't really count.
Yeah, there's a whole section of teams there. Seahawks are plus the 5.5 at Detroit.
Mark me down.
It feels like that's the sharp side, huh, Bruce? You think everyone's gonna be on Seattle or?
What's your spiky haired friend say?
Yeah, probably right. Geno bounced back. I like his passing yards over 355. I like the Seahawks winning outright.
Why do you hate Geno so much?
I can tell you why. I really like Geno, but I just feel like he isn't that good.
Giants, because he stunk at the Giants. And
well, they benched Eli for him. That was brutal. Not his fault. I think he holds the ball too long and commits costly turnovers.
I'm on the Geno, show me if you can do it more than 10 games.
Yeah, yeah.
Last year. Vegas and the Bills are locked right now.
Got 9.5.
9.5? That's a line. I'm not going to go against it. Chargers -3 at the Titans.
I'm Chargers money line -160.
Oh, really? I'll
take a -3.
Everyone's going
to
be on Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going back to the Raves. Well, let's fucking pound that pill with Derrick Henry, baby.
So here's what my thinking is.
I hate betting on the Chargers.
Did the Chargers stop the run? I know they did, but did the Dolphins even try to run?
We had like 10 for 45.
A 4.5, but that'll get the job done, I guess.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be...
Oh, dude, that Titans team, I don't know. I might just stay away from that game because that Titans team, that was embarrassing to watch.
They Bruce, did you, cover I watched, in a tough barn, though.
They did.
Yeah, I know, but Bruce, that. I watched you. They played for
the cover.
You chucked your hat across the fucking room.
Yeah, I was watching Tannehill, and he was bumming me out. But
looked bad.
With that being said, if we get a little bit better play out of Tannehill, they're a covering machine.
I just don't know if I'm willing to...
That was the worst cover that I've watched.
That game, if the Chargers have any backbone, should be a blowout.
Yeah, I agree.
But Brandon Staley will burn all of his timeouts.
I'm hoping.
And then have none.
Hoping Ty fired him up while they were listening to the end of the show.
That's awesome.
Ravens are at the Bengals. 3.5. Bengals are favorites there.
You put this one with the Bengals and Browns from last week as my
I hear you. Colts are, let's call it a pick 'em in Houston.
I think I'm going to fucking dance with the Colts.
Yeah.
Can they not sign a running back?
No, you can't.
Kareem Hunt in the fucking build. The guy on Sunday had 13 carries for 14 yards with two.
Is there a chance that Zach Moss renaissance?
Oh, no.
Did he play week one?
No. Kareem Hunt asking out. For? Does Kareem Hunt want to go to
he's got a broken wrist.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, but that was like 6 weeks ago.
You don't run with your wrist.
Exactly.
Yeah, you specifically hold the ball with your wrist.
Nah. Put a pad on that thing.
That is a fumble automatic.
No, we're Michigan men around here. Donovan Edwards is going off with a broken hand.
You know what? The more I look at that line, I feel like I'll be sitting that one out.
Colts Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I might fade the shoe, sadly, even though I love it. I'll be on the Ravens.
Chiefs are 3-point favorites heading into the Jags.
Oh, I'm going to be throwing the shit out of the Chiefs on that.
Chiefs body line -158. Thank you very much.
Not going to be a fun fade if you fade them.
Who's that?
Chiefs.
No.
Going to be nervy the whole time.
Jags played them really well last year in the playoffs and in the regular season, if I remember correctly. Could be wrong. Niners are -8 on the road.
Who they got?
Rams.
Ooh.
Actually, it won't be on the road. Technically, it's on the road, but the Niners fans will be more than the Rams fans.
This is
No, I saw a post on Pinterest. Nobody sell your tickets to opposing fans.
This is a welcome to reality.
Sure, yeah, don't worry. I, you know what? I fucking hope so because they ruined me in week one.
If the Rams win this game,
I'm awaiting
the Niners.
I'm awaiting Lambo's word on what.
If the Rams win this fucking game, I will.
Yeah, the Lambo Friday call it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the
Lambo. I will be in a bad spot if the Rams pull this one off.
The Giants are up to 6 against the Cardinals. That's not where it opened, right?
No, 4.5.
No, it opened 4.5. I mean,
I don't love laying 6.
No, yeah, no, I don't love it either. Like, how do you bet on them to be able to block when they showed 0.0 evidence?
I will say that the Dallas line is a little bit different than the Cardinals line.
Of course, but like, how shattered is the psyche of that unit?
Probably pretty.
No idea.
This slate is pretty ugly for lines here. As we continue to go through.
What is the 9.5?
Jets are +9.5. Tell you what,
I'm going to be on the Jets.
Yeah, I just talked a lot of shit, but I might take
the. With that defense, they should, in my opinion, never be 9.5 points.
Yeah, but look what the Cowboys did to the Giants.
I know, but that's a huge. This is a huge buy low on the Jets.
Cowboys could have 4 defensive touchdowns.
Maybe.
Jets could have 2.
Yeah.
True.
I don't know.
I'm not in the business of laying 9.5.
What are you going to do when Breece Hall comes for you, brother?
Brother.
Fucking Giants.
Give me the Jets, brother.
Commanders +3.5 in Denver.
Yeah, this.
I'll keep going back.
Feels like a stay away from me.
I'm keep going back to the Broncos money line well here. Obviously, yeah, cost me money, but I'm going to stick with it.
Why?
Things will get right at Mile High. I mean, it looks a little bit better offensively.
But why?
Dude, hold on.
I understand you're like, why.
It did look a little bit.
I understand why you're saying what you're saying, but why, like, what, why do you want to be ahead of things on the Broncos?
Do you, you think the Broncos are going to, like, what, make the playoffs or something?
I think that Sean Payton in my lifetime is, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of great NFL head coaches, and I think that he will right the ship in some capacity and have them be a
500, what are you looking at me like that for?
500 football team.
Mount Rushmore?
Top 5 of our lifetime?
Do you?
For sure.
Do you think Mike Tomlin's a good coach?
Yep.
He has the same record as him.
Sean Payton basically like modernized identifying man or zone defense with pre-snap motion.
No, he...
Do you prefer him... do you prefer him over Ron Rivera?
I mean, what do we... You can't fucking do that.
No, well, that's who they're playing this week, though.
Yeah, but like, we're diving into fucking coaches.
Well, Bruce, I mean...
I don't that, know. You asked me why I think the Broncos will win half their games this year, and I told you why.
He believes in the old ball coach.
I believe in the ball coach.
I mean, I don't think they're any fucking better.
They looked better.
They lost
on TV. They
defense kind of felt worse, but
they lost whatever. To the Raiders.
Yeah, but you love the Raiders.
So do I. I do love the Raiders.
Everybody loves the Raiders.
Talk shit on the Raiders.
Dolphins are at Pats. Dolphins are 2-point favorites. I assume.
Fuck off.
They're not gonna give up. The Pats are not gonna give up as much as the Chargers.
No.
Saints are 3-point.
That Patriots defense is
favorites going into Carolina.
I have a hard time envisioning Kendrick Bourne going off as much as he did and on the Patriots side. I feel like Kendrick Bourne kind of overplayed.
What's the name coming back? Devontae Parker. Anybody know?
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of weak to week.
That's what worries me if he turns into a shootout a bit.
And then Monday night, Browns, Steelers, and Giants. Or sorry. No, Monday was Saints, Panthers, and then Browns, Steelers.
Yeah.
Steelers are 2.5
dogs at home.
I'm gonna lay the juice. It's -174 right now. Maybe it'll come down. Saints all day. Carolina.
Okay.
Carolina stinks.
There's a coach.
Frank Reich stinks.
There's a coach that you love.
I don't. He.
Is he on your Mount Rushmore?
No. It's just crazy that like Wilkes had him humming a bit.
Humming.
Where is Wilkes? San Fran?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
he dialed it. Jeez.
He's got that humming, too.
He was fine, yeah.
Should have hired him. So dumb.
Yeah.
Frank Reich has this... what is it? People who haven't watched Kaspel. Frank Reich coach...
Kaspel,
so think that he is a good coach.
I don't think that. I don't think that's true. I've not seen that on the internet at all. I've only seen people clown Frank Wright. Really? It is also like, my like internet is also very Colts biased.
Yeah, like I think outside of like people who have watched what he did with the Colts, like people still think Frank Reich.
Yeah, they thought it was a good hire down in Carolina.
Yeah.
All right, let's run through a bit of the college football slate. Colorado's 22-point favorites at home against Colorado State. That's where game day will be. Colorado State, just a little fun fact, gave up 556 total yards to Washington State. I'm predicting a similar offensive output from the Buffaloes in that one. Tennessee's 7-point favorites going into the swamp. Anyone going to be on the Gators?
No.
Tennessee hasn't looked incredible yet. Joe Milton.
What did the Gators do last week?
They won. They beat McNeese State.
Dog.
I'm not saying the Gators would look great either. I'm probably not going to touch that ball game. Backyard Brawl is basically a pick 'em because those two teams stink.
Did Pitt cover against Cincy?
They were favorites.
Did they win?
No.
I think it was on Cincy.
I believe Jerkovich was 10 of 32 or something like that.
Fuck this it. Is at WVU?
Yeah.
I'll probably be on WVU.
I think that might be the right side, to be honest with you. Georgia is 27 point favorites against South Carolina.
That's a lot.
I might take Georgia.
See, I think I'm going to be on South Carolina.
I don't hate that. That's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Jeez.
I might just blindly take South Carolina plus the 27 there.
Touchdowns, dude. Get four touchdowns in the first quarter.
Here's what worries me.
How's Rattler looked?
Rattler's actually looked really good.
Yeah?
The O-line has looked terrible.
Oh, yeah.
They get sacked 9 times against North Carolina. Guess how many sacks North Carolina got against App State?
1?
0.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like it's South Carolina. But Georgia doesn't have a sack yet this year. First two games, no sacks.
Georgia doesn't?
Yeah.
Jeez. It was weird how they didn't get a sack against Ball State.
Right?
That was a rarily weird thing.
Huh? They rush in too?
The same thing happened last year, kind of. But don't worry, they'll be fine. Those boys will be fine. I think because nobody holds on to the ball. Mississippi State.
Yeah, I like the Bulldogs here. They still got old buddy Will Rogers down there.
They do. You know, they're up 13-0 last year on LSU before LSU kind of stormed back and fucking... They won 31-16. BC's lost to, or they lost to Northern Illinois, but they did beat Holy Cross. 31-28.
Barely beat them. They barely beat them.
Was that a 17-hour rain game?
I was about to say it wasn't, but it was close. They stopped it with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, like on pins and needles, I'm sure.
Is this a real line? What's BYU in Arkansas? You looked it up for me.
What time is it at?
Hold on. Pause. BYU. Oh, okay. Yep. BYU's
8.5?
Yeah, it was 10.5. It's coming down. That's the direction I thought it would go because Arkansas, who I was on last week, strictly because of what UCF, who were they playing? Was it Kent or Akron? I keep confusing Kent and Akron. Either way, the worst team in college football. And Arkansas struggled with. BYU-Arkansas was an awesome game last year, if you guys remember.
Yeah, it was a banger.
What's another big game? Minnesota-UNC. UNC 7-point favorites.
Love UNC.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I like
UNC's defense again. Couldn't fucking stop App.
I love Purdue getting 2.5 at home against Syracuse. I know I've been on Purdue.
I haven't heard someone say Syracuse yet this season. No. Have they played yet?
Yeah.
I
know they've played.
I like Purdue there too. Interesting one to me, Kansas State.
Mizzou.
Yeah. That's another one where.
They look good last week.
Yeah, but what are they laying 4.5 on the road? A la Texas A&M. And everyone's going to be like, I actually like Kansas State.
Yeah.
That scares me.
I definitely love the Bobcats catching 3 at home against Iowa State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be an outright. Yeah. There's an outright winner there. Was our Sweet Prince back and winning last week? He was.
Oh, come on. Gimme.
No.
Yeah,
you weren't on until game day.
You said,
I need to see if Rourke's starting.
I said.
And couldn't tell that Rourke was going to go?
I said, hey, let's just baby chill until conference play.
I like
you. You can't actually.
Houston catching 7.5 at home against TCU.
Which side? Do you like Houston?
Yeah.
They look,
they lost to Rice, but yeah. TCU hasn't looked like they're worth a damn.
Tell you what, might be a short number here. Oregon's 38-point favorites against Hawaii.
But they put up 81 against Portland State.
Yeah. Tell you what, you know who's got fucking FAU buzzing? Tom Herman. They're 24-point dogs against Clemson. Clemson was struggling early last week. Yeah, I mean, they put it on him in the second half, so maybe, I don't know. But for a
bit. I mean, there's no reason to bet on Clemson.
No, there's not. There's just certain sides you can't take right now, and that's one of them.
I once again be betting against Arizona State late night. Fresno State is moneyline -150 at Arizona State.
Taking Fres?
Yes.
Okay.
I probably bet against Arizona State every Saturday night.
You don't like Rashada at all, huh?
Talented freshman.
Have some pizzazz, Bruce.
Talented freshman.
I'm not seeing it.
I haven't seen him play.
I mean, they played. Who'd they have?
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I mean, they had that game, right? Yeah, they did.
Oklahoma State won by like fucking 13.
They had it, though.
Like, you had your car.
No, like, Arizona State almost had Oklahoma State. Arizona took Mississippi State into the deep end in overtime.
WVU is now +1.5.
I think it's just like everyone thinks, or everyone's been told how bad WVU is.
UTSA is only -9.5 against Army on Friday night.
Listen, Arizona State was winning half, my friend. Yeah, they turned it around. Oklahoma State turned it around second half.
Yeah.
All right. Those are the big games this week.
It's good stuff.
We will continue to talk about those and obviously pick them on Friday. Picks Friday's back this week. Tomorrow, we'll update the trends, the news, all of that stuff. Ball tonight. How we doing?
John Means is back tonight.
Mean John Means is back
tonight. Mean John Means.
Orioles full game run line -108 against the Cards. And then all first five, White Sox money line. Reds money line, Braves money line, Rangers money line, Rays getting a half, Cubs money line, Giants money line, and I like the Dads getting a half.
Okay, Bruce, any ball for you tonight?
I mean, Means Day's back, I think we should all just kind of trail that one.
Get in on the Means.
Okay, we're just all jumping on Mean John Means.
Means on Means. Yeah. They get him back for the playoff push, and he's going?
Yeah. I still can't believe this guy said, let's wait till a conference play for the Ohio Bobcats.
No, cry.
That's almost as egregious as me missing Kansas on Friday night.
Yeah, that was.
Which you booze bags wouldn't let me fucking not hear about on Friday night. I could smell the booze through my phone.
That was fucking hysterical. Bruce was in his bed.
Yeah, he was. I could smell it through my phone.
It was a fun night.
See? I know.
There you go.
Anything else? Anybody got anything else tonight?
You guys want to talk about Zach Wilson anymore? Are we good?
Okay, that was. I would prefer not to.
Hey, Tony, I have one more thing for you.
I know you do. Give it to me. It better be fucking spot on, too.
Well, Tony, you know, this show, we faced a lot of adversity.
Yeah, we did.
Gambling wise, even just as a show in general.
Yep, agreed. Yep.
And you know what they say about adversaries, Tony?
What do they say about adversary?
Anniversary.
They say adversary is always the partner of progress. And that's what we're doing on this show, Tony. We're progressing.
Adversary is the partner of progress.
That's fucking adversary.
Put it on a shirt. Adversary progress.
Happy adversary, man.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.